Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, I've heard the prayers of the people around you who lift up holy hands on your behalf. Know that the word curses and illegitimate authorities that have sought to bring about the diminishing of your life, the diminishing of your health, are broken. Your health shall spring forth speedily, and you will be as the palm tree under which Deborah sat when she judged Israel, strong and fruitful. Look ahead, says God, and see the influx of opportunity coming to you, a chance to minister to a group of people at the core of which is a family that others have turned away from. Do not be misled into thinking that merely tangible help is all that is needed here. For I'm causing your words to them to bring breakthrough, breakthrough for this family, raising them up to be mighty in the community. They will go from poverty to blessing as they learn my favor through your ministry. This family's transformation will open a door to the community, bringing many families and people flooding in. And those that you minister to, they might seem like unlikely candidates for my favor, but they will be activated into my blessing through your words of authority and authorization. And then you will be provisioned. You will be provisioned as a true apostolic influence, deploying others to reproduce the work and calling that I've placed in your life. I have a specific plan for this family, says God, and it involves you as a key player. They've been overlooked, they've been underestimated, but their potential is immense. As you invest your time and energy into them, you will see them grow in faith and grow in understanding of my word, and their lives will be transformed, making them a beacon of hope to all those around them. And your role in this is crucial. Because what you've cried out for me to do for you, I've anointed you to do for others, bringing about an exponential outpouring of blessing into your life. You're going to provide spiritual guidance and practical support, mentoring, counseling, friendship. Your influence will extend far beyond this group of individuals into the entire community. As you lead by example, others will be drawn to your faith and others will be drawn to your compassion, says God. This is going to be demanding, but it'll also be incredibly rewarding. You will see lives changed, families restored, and communities transformed. Your efforts will not be in vain, says the Father. For even as the husbandman partakes of the vine that I appoint them over, I will provide you with all the resources you need to succeed. Trust in me, and I will guide you every step of the way. Don't be afraid to step out in faith and to embrace this opportunity, for their rewards will be far greater than you could ever imagine.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $ prophetic now. if you use zellprophetic@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.